and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 19th of July, 7:21, 67 degrees on our way to 100 by later on this afternoon. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by USD 253 Emporia Director of Human Resources, Jared Giffen, on our newsmaker here this morning. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Ron, how are you and Chuck today?
Doing good, thanks.
Doing all right. Great. Well, Jared, it was announced last week that the district is going to have a special job fair taking place tomorrow at Flint Hills Mall. Before we talk about the whens and the wheres, I guess let's talk about the why.
Okay, well, we do, as we typically do this time of year, have some openings in the district that we're still trying to fill. So it just kind of sparked some ideas with us. We'd seen some other districts be successful with having a job fair in their district, so we decided to give it a try here and have been planning away since last week to get this one off the ground.
Well, it will be coming up Flint Hills Mall tomorrow from 1:30 until 5:30, I guess right across from the movie theater in the mall. So how will this work? How will the setup be laid out, Jared?
Yeah, it's the same place that we had our Chromebook sale. For those that were out there and kind of saw that setup, we'll be in that same area between the movie theater and the Flint Hills Learning Center. But really, there are a couple of ways that people can attend this. Number one, we've got a sign up that's on our district website. It was also sent out in some information from our community relations office. But if you don't want to sign up there, walk-ins are welcome. We certainly would welcome anyone to come up and visit with the different department directors, or some of our building principals will be there as well to talk about the vacancies that they have in their departments or their buildings.
What type of information do people need to bring with them if they're attending tomorrow?
You know, really, there's nothing that they need. Just come willing to learn about the positions, looking for the ones that might be the best fit for them. We will have some computers available in the Learning Center. If people want to fill out an application on site, we would certainly encourage them to do that so that we've got their information. If people are in a hurry and kind of stopping by on their way to somewhere else in town, we'll have a couple of kiosks where they can sign up, just give their name and contact information, and then our department directors or principals will make contact with them.
In talking with USD 253 Emporia Director of Human Resources, Jared Giffen, on our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday morning, 7:24, 67 degrees. Well, Jared, what kind of job openings are available?
Well, we've got quite a variety. It seems like every year we're looking for some food service workers. So Denise Cater, our director there, indicated that she has some open positions at some of the various sites. Obviously, those folks are responsible for serving up the thousands of meals that we serve up every day. You know, so some of those could be in the main kitchen out at the high school. Some of those are just on site at each of the elementaries and middle schools and high schools as well, serving up the breakfasts and lunches that we have for our kids. So food service is one area that we're looking for some folks. Our maintenance department also has three openings. One is just a general maintenance position. One includes a little bit of ground, and then another one includes maybe a little bit of specialty work with some HVAC or electricity if folks have that background. Beyond that, we have some openings in our transportation department with places for some drivers. We have the need for some paras on some of our buses, so we have the need there, one specific route driver, and then a kind of a combination driver maintenance positions. There's also a 12-month position out of transportation available as well. And then, if we get to our individual buildings, we do have several custodial positions in those buildings. Some are full-time, some are part-time. And then, as I mentioned before, paraprofessionals is something that we're typically looking for each year for our special education department. And each of our buildings has para positions open as well. There are a few teaching positions left that we're still trying to fill. I know our building principals are anxious to talk to folks who are licensed and would have the capability of filling those positions. So stop on by the mall.
Jared, it kind of brings us back to last week's meeting where it was discussed about the percentage of classified staff that are, you know, you're looking for at this point in time district wide. Are you having similar percentages of staffing in other areas here for district operations that you're needing at this point of the game?
You know, we typically have these classified positions during the summertime and as we start the year. It seems like as a building principal, we were always looking to hire paras and teacher's aides. But we do have a few more openings than I would say that we typically do. We are excited to say that our base pay rate per hour has gone up to $15 per hour, so that we're hoping that we can remain competitive in the job market and attract some folks to these particular positions. So I really want to encourage folks to come on out and check out the jobs that we have in that classified area, but know that our pay increase is taking place to try and attract good folks to these jobs, and hopefully we can keep them around a while. But I would also say on the classroom position side that it's a little bit of a surprise that we have these openings here remaining, but we've been reaching out and trying to make contact with as many folks as we can to get the applications in and get these spots filled.
You're not alone in that boat, Jared. I'm sure you well know. So anything else we need to add other than give us the when and the where again?
You know what? We're always looking for good substitutes to be in our buildings as well. So if you're interested in subbing, it does give a little bit more flexibility in the days that you would pick. But we certainly want folks that are reliable to be in our classrooms as well. One last thing, I got to put a plug in for our enrollment. It's taking place out at the Flint Hills Mall as well. So it could be a busy little area right there around the Learning Center tomorrow between 1:30 and 5:30. That's Wednesday, July 20th for the USD 253 job fair that will be held at the Flint Hills Mall.
Jared, hey, thank you much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. You guys have a great day.
All right, good to talk to you as always. USD 253 Emporia Director of Human Resources, Jared Giffen, on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, we have those 720 every weekday morning. Give us a call at 620-342-1400.